The top of the hour, we'll now take a look at Glencore, which is a company said to be close to a $1 billion deal to buy Chevron Southern African assets, which includes 100,000 barrel a day refinery in Cape Town and more than 800 gas stations across Southern Africa. And of course, that includes South Africa and more notably neighboring Botswana. Joining me now to make sense of this deal, which certainly comes off the back of a similar deal that a Chinese grouping called Sinopec had made on the same Chevron assets, I'm joined by mining and labor analyst Mamukheti Molopiana. Mamukheti, good evening to you. How are you?
I'm well. Hi, Ayabonga. Good evening.
Mamukheti, let's start off here. It seems here there's a lot of smoke and mirrors and daggers that are being unsheathed behind the scenes here. Because you will recall that a few months ago, the Competition Tribunal gave the green light to Sinopec to acquire Chevron Southern African assets. And it now seems that Glencore is making a last-ditch attempt to get the same assets. And, of course, their offer seems to be much, much better than the offer put forward by the Chinese.
Yes, that's probably what is happening. But then it's not surprising in the world of multi-billion rand deal-making, especially in the commodities industry. More so in the oil part of resource extraction industry. So this is not surprising. And you know, the development of this has been going for more than a year now. They've been waiting, as you know, for authorities to approve of the deal. Mm. And so it's not surprising that at the last minute, Glencore came and has shown interest, because remember, for as long as it's not sold and no formal documents has been signed to say these people have accepted the offer, meaning those who are selling Chevron can still entertain offers from other parties. Mm. And if you understand the dynamics of South Africa's political landscape that links to the business side of resource industry, you would know that as power changed within the ruling party, obviously the dynamics in that deal, in that Chevron South Africa's assets deal, equally so changed. So orders once seen as favoring a China-related petroleum and petrochemical group could soon, as we are seeing now, pair the $1 billion offer of Glencore be something else the next day.
The other thing, Mamukheti, I mean, of course, many of us might know Glencore and one Ivan Glasenberg, who sits at the helm of that company, globally diversified natural resources company. But we know a lot more about them in the mining space than we do certainly in other sectors of the commodity sector. What would be so attractive to Glencore about the assets that Chevron has at their disposal, in particular their refinery here?
Yes, it's very curious indeed, because they are very heavy mining intensive, hardcore mining assets acquisition company and mining related activities. So for them to move from that to oil, it's something else. And at the same time, also we for me personally, I'm curious to know how will they. It seems a bit odd. How will they move? What does this mean? Yes, they have a big assets, and they have liquidity in billions, but how are they planning to? Because they've never played in the downstream sale of oil products, in other words, in petrol stations and refining of oil. So what is it like? If it takes, for example, if it takes ownership of 850 Caltex fuel station in South Africa, what will that be? How will it be structured? Because they have never done that. They've taken a hold of mining assets. That's where their stronghold is. In South Africa, we have seen them turn around some operations in South Africa, in SADC, even in the rest of the continent. But we have never seen how they are going to do that. So for me, that is, it's a bit of an odd egg, a blue egg in their basket of assets that they will be adding. But then they have the capabilities in terms of cash to be able to do anything they want.
Mamukheti, it doesn't seem that the intrigue and drama ends there, because the deal stalled between Sinopec after what is referred to as black-owned minority partners who are backed by Glencore, called off-the-shelf investments, exercised what is called a preemptive right on the stake that Sinopec would have acquired in Chevron Southern Africa operations. Just talk to us briefly about who off-the-shelf Investments 56 Pty Ltd is, and we do understand they own 25% of Chevron's business currently, and one would be interested, you know, in why they would so aggressively pick a side in the two suitors here, Sinopec and Glencore, who are trying to get ownership of this business.
Well, you know, Off the Shelf is one of the many, is a BEE beneficiary company that has that 23%. And in so doing, they have always played in the oil or resource industry. And I do not know I do not have the knowledge of how they came to acquire those assets.
Mm.
But what is interesting is even them allowing for the bids to be reopened have almost undone what was Ayabonga probably a concluded deal.
Yeah.
And opening it up for other bids as such, allowing Glencore to have the opportunity to bid to place its offer on the table. And it therefore now looks like that the deal that was leaning towards a China-based company is favoring Glencore, because Glencore is supporting OTS company. And so it's going to be interesting for me how the regulator, that is the Economic Development Department or the Department of Energy, is going to be handling this moving forward. Will it be handled as seamlessly as the beer making multi-billion rand deal, or will it have regulatory challenges that it leaves itself open for challenge for being challenged in the court, and therefore let those assets lay dormant while they are still being fought for through the courts?
Mamukhadi, last question on my end, and you did touch on this earlier on. Let's, you know, put your head on the block here for a second. Would you say, certainly in this particular deal, with the dynamics that you have outlined so well, the political economy dynamics and the interest here, that certainly some of the changes that we saw on the back of the NASREC conference of the ANC in December have materially changed the landscape of this particular deal?
Yes, they have. Mm. And indeed, it's without a shadow of doubt. I mean, also at the same time, Glencore has an edge over Sinopec due to OTS favoring them and OTS rights of first refusal.
Mm.
And we would be naive in the political context of South Africa to not see how the dynamic, the change in power within the ruling party has, of course, realigned and restructured deals of such nature.
Mamukhadi Molopiane, always a pleasure chatting to you, and thank you so much for joining us this evening. And this one is certainly one we're going to watch very closely, because it seems like a story that's far from over. Mamukhadi Molopiane is a mining and labor analyst all the way out at Creative Voodoo Consulting, which is a research and analysis company focusing on the mining, labor, and the private security sectors. 9 minutes to the top of the hour. Let's take this brief break. When I come